Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sari Flesch. And we're here with Rebecca Miller, and I think what I'm getting from this, not even the yoga piece of it, I mean, I'm understanding it, but the fact that, and again, I'm not putting Rebecca as a senior, by no
means.
Thank you. No, not
29.
But the important thing is, at any age, if you are willing to expose yourself to something and follow it a little bit, and it's following a dream. And guess what? You are now enthusiastic and obviously full of knowledge in reference to yoga, but you could have gone for half the sessions and said, this is not for me. And that's fine, too.
Right.
And tried something else. And it's out there. And I'm sure, you know, 10 years ago, you probably didn't say, oh, in 10 years, I'm going to be a yoga instructor.
Right.
And
right.
your enthusiasm for it is just tremendous.
Yeah. It changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in my 50s, and certainly I've had my injuries early on, and a lot of them have come back. And though I have a lot of energy, so I'm able to go on the elliptical for 75 minutes. But, you know, at the end of
during the course of a year or in one sitting?
In one sitting. I mean, that's what I was doing before I kind of
What is the optical?
The elliptical is a machine at the gym. It's a nautical machine where it's kind of like a cross-country machine, and you're moving your arms back and forth and your feet at the same time. And you could push it up to different levels. So, you know, I was at a point where I really could do cardio exercise for a very long time. However, you know, my body wasn't happy when it was over because that old ankle injury was, you know, now kind of, you know, my back would hurt from it. So I kind of had to accept the fact that maybe I don't need to do this much cardio, this much working out, and really tend to my body the way it needs to be, which is, you know, if I have an injury, I'm certainly not looking to reactivate it. And from that point, you know, other things happen. Because remember, your feet are your foundation. So if you have problems with your feet, it could really, you know, lead to other injuries, spine, balance, that kind of thing. I mean, there's a whole host of things that could, you know, potentially lead to injury. But for me, it was really like the realization of I want to be able to be a senior, an active senior. I want to be into my 70s and 80s and have my grandchildren and be active with them and walk. So I have to accept that there might be a different level of fitness for me now at this age. You know, maybe I don't need to, you know, run or ride my bike for 20 miles. You know, I can come down slower. So I'm listening to my body. And what yoga is doing is, you know, really giving me the flexibility, but it's also a mindful, I won't say exercise, but it's a mindful action because you really need to, you know, instruct your body what to do. I mean, when you're in a warrior one pose, which is where you, I would say to my class, okay, we're going to come into warrior one, bring your right foot in front of you, your knee is stacked over your ankle, your back leg is extended, your foot is at a 45-degree angle. Your hips are facing the wall in front of you. You bring your hands up over your head, palms facing each other, shoulders over your hips. I mean, there's a lot of instruction. And once you're in that pose, there's something that these poses do for you. You're in control. It's a very powerful pose. You're engaging almost every part of your body, your feet, your hands, your back, you're holding your core in, you're stacked, you're aligned, and you're in this beautiful pose, and you're almost motionless, yet every part of your body is engaged. So once you kind of get to that point, it's really amazing. And, you know, I then feel like, okay, I mean, I'm sweating when I do it. I mean, it's not like you go into yoga and you know, sit on a chair and you bring your leg up and your hand out and we're just all relaxing and closing our eyes and, you know, sniffing candles. You know, there's a lot more to it. And, you know, I bought into it. I mean, I studied very hard. You know, I had to take a final for the first time since 1987. That was shocking. It was a lot of anatomy that you have to learn, because you have to understand what you're telling people to do involves your anatomy. You know, there and you have to understand certain kinds of trauma people have had,
right,
whether it's physical or emotional, because a lot of the poses, especially when we kind of come into our resting poses toward the end, bring out emotions. We're playing music, you know, and sometimes music brings out emotions. So you have to really be overall prepared for people's experiences that they have during yoga. And that's a lot of the stuff that we've learned. So what you were saying before is like, you know, what's the best kind of way to take yoga? And that's a personal questions. Where do you feel comfortable? Are you comfortable? You know, a lot of people are comfortable in really big classes. They feel a little bit more less, you know, I won't say self-conscious, because we are humans, you
right,
know,
right.
And you know, ideally you don't judge yourself, but it takes time to learn that. So some people are very comfortable in that, and in that scenario, other people are much more comfortable in a smaller studio. So I'm in a studio. I teach Wednesday nights at Retro Fitness in Farmingdale. 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. It's a very small studio, because when you're at a gym, gyms are they're more functional with their weights and their nautical machines, and they have spinning and this. So, but they do have classes now. They have Zumba and all kinds of classes. So the studio isn't that big. So I'm getting people, for the most part, a lot of times who have not really done yoga, because they're used to going to the gym. So they come in.
This place is just, there's not weights and stuff. This is like a studio.
Well, the studio's within the gym.
Oh,
Retro
is. Okay,
Fitness
okay.
is a big gym,
oh,
and they have weights
okay.
and machines. That's where I was doing my elliptical and a
oh,
trainer.
Okay, okay.
It's a whole nine yards. But in there, they have a little studio where they do classes, you know, cardio classes and Zumba and all that kind of stuff. And yoga. So people aren't used to going from the gym into a yoga class, but you know, slowly people are coming in, and really I shouldn't have more than 8 people in that class, because it gets too crowded, and you really want people to be able to move around their mat, and I need to be able to move around the mat and make sure people's position, their feet are in the right position.
Now, just in that class that you're talking about, pretty much yoga then is for any age.
Yoga is for, there's a yoga for anyone.
What about the class?
Well, the class.
If I'm 90 and you have a 23-year-old,
yeah.
Is that a functioning class?
It's a functioning class.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It is. Because yoga is any age. So, you know, really, you kind of have a general idea of the type of person who's going to come into a yoga class from a gym. So,
right. No,
you know,
yeah, that's true.
However, there are people that are just starting out. You know, they have Retro Fitness happens to have some really good programs where they have like a 90-day challenge, or people who are losing weight, or people who've never worked out. So, yeah, I mean, I've had classes where I have had people, I mean, you know, younger people with disabilities, people, you know, older people. I mean, I had a larger person come
right.
in. And had never done yoga. So, like, I could have somebody who knows, you know, I could just give instruction. Okay, now we're going to come into Downward Dog and work through our vinyasa and meet back in Downward Dog. And that person would know exactly what to do. And then there's the other person where I'd have to kind of say, okay, so in Downward Dog, pushing your heels toward your mat, spreading your... I'd go, you know, much more thoroughly through the instruction. You know, and there are people that come to yoga and they sit on and they have, you know, knee injuries, or they have lower back. So, you know, maybe, a vinyasa type class or a level 2 hatha mm-hmm. isn't really for them. So I would probably recommend, I say a good place to start might be a chair yoga or a gentle yoga.
Well, you must be an excellent teacher, because you certainly are motivating me. And I'm sure our listeners will be motivated by listening to all of the wonderful things that you have to say about yoga.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. I think it's lovely. It's been like a life-changing experience. I'm much more accepting of things, as I'm sure Christina could tell you, right? Have you seen the change in me, Christina? Remember the screaming? No, I'm kidding. There was never screaming. But
what Christina said this morning. Oh, she's coming.
Yeah, but exercise is so important as
yes.
the person gets older, because the mind, as we were discussing before with Dr. Botkin, the mind begins to fall asleep, and all they'll watch television and sit home. But once that mature person gets the motivation and goes out and looks for what kind of exercise that I can do. And if they speak with someone like you, Rebecca, who can motivate them, I think that's a wonderful, wonderful way of reaching forth to that mature person. Because the way people are aging today, people are living to 100 and over 100. Why? Because they are having good nutrition, they are socializing, and they're performing exercise, which is excellent not only for the body, but for the mind as well.
And those are for the lucky 100-year-olds, because there's a lot of people that are living well into their 90s and 100s. And that's something that we've never seen or experienced in our country before. And unfortunately, some of them are alone and isolated. They just happen to have doctors that have the right kind of medication that's keeping them. But, you know, at 100, if you're isolated and you're sitting home, you know, you can do things, you know, like turn on your computer and maybe look at a class online geared for you. Or, you know, sometimes even with yoga, sometimes people that can't even use a lower part of their body are turning their heads. They're engaging their neck, their shoulders, their arms. They're building strength. They're getting more limber. So, you know, there is something for everybody. And, you know, and I definitely agree with you that, you know, people really need to believe they can do it, because there's not one person, I don't think, that could not do some form of yoga and see a benefit.
Very good.
No, I think that's the most important part of this, is the potential exists in everybody to get some sort of exercise. But more importantly, if they can embrace it the way you have, which is it. And that's coming across. And Sari said it. It's coming across in your voice. That's great to find something that you really enjoy.
And
obviously your teachers. That's the other important thing. And I think you would be a great teacher. The teacher, as your teachers are important, because you have to wind up getting some connection to your teacher. Otherwise, you would have been lost. You probably would have lost interest saying, I don't like this guy or this gal. And it's, you know.
The teacher has to communicate her feelings to that person to make that person feel that they are doing something important for themselves.
Right.
And you just can't teach like a statue. You have to be like Rebecca, someone who has the personality to communicate what you can feel and will feel when you join her class.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Sorry, our
That's
PR
my commercial
today.
Right there.
Unbelievable.
I like to say, though, you know, I am a teacher. I'm a certified teacher. But I feel more like a guide when I have a class and I'm guiding people through their own individual practice, because I can't tell you to breathe at the same rate I'm breathing. So if my arms are coming up, you may be a little ahead of me or behind me. And that's beautiful, because that's your own individual practice.
Perfect.
That I could guide you through.
We're out of time. Rebecca, thank you so much. You've been
You're
listening
welcome.
To Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.